Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. It's Joe McGee here. We're talking about the heroes of faith. One of the greatest things I had the opportunity to do years ago was teach chapel in a Christian school every day. And I got to do that about 170 times a year for 10 years. And people say, where'd you learn the Bible? I said, well, I taught chapel. And I got it out of a children's Bible storybook. I attended two great Bible schools and got 2 degrees. And I really liked that. But I learned the Bible from teaching out of a children's Bible storybook. So you go from Genesis to Revelation, you get to learn God's good, devil's bad, people are stupid. So right in the middle of the story of Joseph today, it's just an incredible run. God's blessed him, God's with him, God's given him favor. But man, bad stuff has happened everywhere. His brothers hated him, sold him into slavery. Potiphar finds out about him and promotes him. And man, he's running Potiphar's house in charge of his money, in charge of everything that he owns. Man, he's doing such a great job. But Potiphar's wife makes a run at him and jerks the shirt off and said that the man tried to rape her. And so Potiphar comes back. Man, I've blessed you. What have you done to my wife? I gave you everything except my wife. And so he throws him bomb the prison. Next thing you know, the jailer says, man, this kid's good. So he promotes. Now he's second command in the prison. He keeps rising to the top. Tests and trials come to everybody, but God said, I'll bless you and I'll prosper you. Well, God, why so much bad happening? Well, don't pay attention to the bad. You just keep doing what I'm asking you to do. So we're going to pick up in chapter 40 of Genesis, and it's the story of Joseph, and kind of pick up where he's going now. So I'm going to start in verse 1 of chapter 40. Sometime later, Potiphar's chief cupbearer, the chief baker, offended him. So Pharaoh's chief cupbearer offended him. So he became very angry with these officials, and he put them in the prison where Joseph was in the palace of Potiphar, the captain of the guard, and they remained there in custody. So as many as two of his key guys that work for Pharaoh have offended him. He gets mad. He throws him in prison. Well, down in the prison is where Joseph is. So they get to meet Joseph. So it says, they're down there for quite some time. Potiphar assigned Joseph to take care of them. So he's down there. He said, well, have Joseph take care of them. One night, the cupbearer and the baker each had a dream, and each dream had its own meaning. The next morning, Joseph noticed how dejected they were. And they looked sad on their faces, and he said, what's got you so worried today? They said, well, we both had dreams last night. But there's no one to tell us what they mean. So, interpreting dreams is God's business, Joseph said. Now listen, interpreting dreams is God's business. Man, that ought to be a bumper sticker somewhere. Tell me what you saw. Well, the cupbearer told his dream first. In my dream, he said, I saw a vine in front of me, had 3 branches that began to bud and blossom, and soon there were clusters of ripe grapes. And I was holding Pharaoh's wine cup in my hand, and I took the grapes and squeezed them, and the juice ran into it. Then I placed the cup in Pharaoh's hand. I know what that dream means, Joseph said. The 3 branches mean 3 days. In 3 days, Pharaoh will take you out of prison and return you to your position as chief cupbearer. And please have some pity on me when you are back in favor. Mention me to Pharaoh and ask him to let me out of here. For I was kidnapped from my own homeland, from the land of the Hebrews. Now I'm here in jail, but I did nothing to deserve it. When the chief baker saw that the first dream had such a good meaning, he told his dream to Joseph too. He said, well, in my dream, there were 3 baskets of pastries on my head. In one basket were all kinds of baked goods for the Pharaoh, and the birds came and ate them. I'll tell you what it means, Joseph told him. Now here comes the bad one. The 3 baskets mean in 3 days now, Pharaoh will cut off your head and will impale your body on a pole, and the birds will come and peck away your flesh. Pharaoh's birthday came 3 days later. He gave banquets for all the officials and household staff. He sent for the chief cupbearer and the chief baker. They were brought to him from prison. He restored the chief cupbearer to his former position, but he sentenced the chief baker to be impaled on a pole, just as Joseph had predicted. Pharaoh's cupbearer, however, promptly forgot all about Joseph and never gave him another gift or got a thought. So all of a sudden, what happened to him? Well, he forgot him. What's going on? Well, he's stuck down there in prison. So you're down there, nothing's going right. I can't believe it. The guy forgot me. Where did he go? The guy forgot me. Well, something happens. Sometime later in chapter 41, it says, 2 years later, Pharaoh dreamed that he was standing on the bank of the Nile River. In his dream, he saw fat, healthy-looking cows suddenly come up out of the river and begin grazing on its bank. There were seven other cows that came up out of the river, but these were very ugly and gaunt. And these cows went over and stood beside the fat cows, and then the thin, ugly cows ate the fat cows. At this point of the dream, Pharaoh woke up. Soon he fell asleep again, and he had a second dream. God always does things in multiples, by the way. This time he saw seven heads of grain on one stalk, with every kernel well-formed and plump. Then suddenly seven more heads appeared on the stalk, but these were shriveled and withered in the east wind, and these heads swallowed up the seven plump, well-formed heads. Then Pharaoh woke up and realized it was a dream. The next morning, he thought about it. Pharaoh became very concerned as to what they meant. So he gathered all the magicians, all the wise men of Egypt, and told them his dream. But not one of them could suggest what it meant. And the king's cupbearer spoke up. "Today I have been reminded of my failure," he said. "Some time ago you were angry with me and the chief baker, and you put us in prison in the palace. And while we were there one night, the chief baker and I each had a dream, and he had the meaning. We told our dream to a young Hebrew boy who was a servant of the captain's guard, and he gave each of us dreams from what they meant. And everything happened just as he said. I was restored to my position as a cupbearer. The chief baker was executed and impaled on a pole. Pharaoh sent for Joseph at once, and he was brought hastily to the dungeon, or from the dungeon. Now, after a quick shave and change of clothes, they got to clean you up. He's been down in prison. After a quick shave and change of clothes, and when again he stood in Pharaoh's presence. "I had a dream last night," Pharaoh told him. "None of these people can tell me what it means, but I have heard that you can interpret dreams. That's why I've called for you." "It is beyond my power to do this," Joseph replied, "but God will tell you what it means, and he will set you at ease." So Pharaoh told him the dreams. "I was standing on the bank of the Nile River. Suddenly seven fat, healthy-looking cows came up out of the river and was grazing on the bank. But then seven other cows came up out of the river, and they were thin and gaunt. In fact, I never seen such ugly animals in all the land of Egypt. And then these ugly cows ate the seven fat cows that came out of the river. Afterward, they were also ugly, gaunt as before. I said, what?" He said, "I woke up. And then I had another dream. There were seven heads of grain on a stalk. All seven heads were plump and full. Then out of the same stalk came seven withered heads, and they were shriveled up by the east wind. And the withered heads swallowed up the plump heads. And I told these dreams to my magicians, but not one of them could tell me what it meant." "Both dreams mean the same," Joseph told Pharaoh. "God was telling you what he is about to do. The seven fat cows and the seven plump heads of grain both represent 7 years of prosperity. The 7 years of thin, ugly cows, the seven withered heads, represent 7 years of famine. This will happen just as you have described. God has shown you what he's about to do. The next 7 years, there will be a period of great prosperity throughout the land of Egypt. But afterward, there'll be 7 years of famine, great of all this from this prosperity, and will be forgotten and wiped out. Famine will destroy the land. The famine will be so terrible that even the memory of the good years will be erased." So for having a dream twice, it means that the matter has been decreed by God that it will make these events happen soon. "My suggestion is that you take heed the wisest, find the wisest men in Egypt and put him in charge nation of a nationwide program. Let the Pharaoh appoint officials over the land and let them collect 1/5 of all the crops during the 7 years and put them together as food and grain and store it up. And then there'll be enough to eat over the 7 years of famine. Otherwise, disaster will surely strike your land. Joseph's suggestions was well received by Pharaoh and his advisors. As they discussed who should be appointed, Pharaoh said, well, who could do it better than Joseph? For this is a man obviously filled with the Spirit of God. This is Pharaoh. He's not an evangelist. This is Pharaoh. This man is obviously filled with the Spirit of God. So turning to Joseph, Pharaoh said, since God has revealed this meaning of the dreams to you, you are the wisest man in the land. I hereby appoint you to direct this project. You will manage my household. You will organize my people. Only I will have rank higher than yours. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the entire land of Egypt. The Pharaoh placed his own signet ring on Joseph's finger as a symbol of his authority. He dressed him in beautiful clothing and placed a royal chain about his neck. Pharaoh also gave Joseph chariots, the second command, and whenever he went into command, they shouted, kneel down. So Joseph was put in charge of all Egypt. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I am king, but no one will move a hand or a foot in this entire land without your approval. All of a sudden, he goes from the bottom. He's in the prison. He's been lied about. He's been demoted. He's in the prison. He goes from the prison one day to the second most powerful man on planet Earth. Second most powerful man. In one day, he goes from the bottom to the second most powerful man on the planet. Why? God blessed him. God said, I'll bless you and I'll prosper you. Yeah, my family lied about me. They sold me as a slave. Potiphar's wife lied about me. They put me in prison. No, I will bless you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will prosper you. Everything you set your hand to will prosper. And that's exactly what happened. So I told so many people for so many years when I finally got in the ministry, God's going to bless you. But he didn't say that there won't be tests and trials. Tests and trials come to everybody. You need to get your faith in the Word of God and keep your faith built up, because that's what you need. You need your faith. And faith is like a muscle. There's weak faith, great faith, little faith, small faith, puny faith. There's all kinds of faith. Faith's a muscle. The more you use it, the bigger it becomes. So Joseph was an incredible man of faith. He just believed God. What are you going to do? I'm just believing God. And he kept rising to the top. Guys, we live in a great, great time of human history. Let's just be in the middle of what God's doing in the last days. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.